Sweetie, where are you? Hello? Sweetie? It's almost time for us to leave for your honeymoon. Miashka is all ready and she's waiting for you. Come out, come out. Chop, chop. The sooner we leave, the sooner the two of you will be able to. Well, you know what I'm talking about. This is so strange. It's not like them to be late like this. Aha, this way, I think. There you are, sweetie. I've been looking everywhere. Didn't you hear me? Sweetie, what's wrong? You seem on edge. And why are you in this part of the castle? There's nothing this way except the rear exit. Oh, you silly thing. What in the world gave you the idea that we were leaving that way? Of course we're leaving via the stables where the carriage is. It's not as though we're going to be walking all that way. Now, come along, sweetie. Time is wasting. Sweetie, you look like you're positively paralyzed. Are you sure you're all right? I think I know what's going on here. You're nervous, aren't you? Oh, you poor thing. I'm sure it must be absolutely nerve-wracking thinking about your first night with Miashka. She's such a lovely young woman, it must be intimidating. But you'll be fine. Here, just take my hand. Tentacle. What? Sweetie, come back! Hold still. What's gotten into you? Being shy about spending your first night with your new wife is one thing. But this... Come now. Look me in the eyes, sweetie. We're not going anywhere until you tell me what's wrong. No, don't try that. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. And what do you mean by that? What makes you think that I've ever been less than truthful with you? Oh. Oh. Oh, I see. So you did learn the truth, after all. And right before the honeymoon, too. That's disappointing, to say the least. How did you hear, exactly? I thought I trained my servants better than that. And I suppose they've already fled. Well, I suppose I won't hide it from you any longer, then. It's true, the reason that there are so few male monsters around is because female monsters eat their mates after the deed. I wouldn't say I was exactly lying to you. Male monsters really don't live as long as humans, usually for that exact reason. And you turning into a monster... I was being honest when I said it wouldn't change your lifespan. If you somehow never got eaten, you would live just as long as you would as a human, if not longer. Yes, that's right. That's what Miashka and I were talking about regarding a traditional marriage. It's just natural for monsters. Oh, hush now. Shh. Shh. It's going to be okay. I know it sounds frightening, but I don't think it's all that terrible of a way to live. I did my very best to make every single day you spent here wonderful. Wouldn't you rather a short, happy life over a long, miserable one? Oh dear, oh dear. I know you're frightened, but can we not resort to name-calling? I mean, what choice do I have, really? Miashka needs to eat, after all. You will nourish her for a good, long time. I can't let my own daughter starve to death. Yes, I know she was trying that lifestyle of eating what you would call normal food. But we're royalty. We have to preserve important cultural practices. The practice of spouse eating defines so much about the culture of this kingdom. It's so important, in fact, that it's necessary for us to maintain power. Do you remember when you met all those nobles? They were evaluating you to get an idea of the kingdom's future. The quality of a queen's first mate is considered by many to be an indicator of how reliable that queen will end up being. You would be her fuel, after all, and you'd become a part of her. Miashka had her little ideas about a new way of living, but it was eroding people's trust in us. I can't tell you how fortunate we were to have found you. I could tell by your scent, and so could everyone else, that you would make an exceptionally nutritious and high-quality meal for my daughter. With such a king fueling the new queen, it was enough for the nobles to overlook her unusual ideas. You get to be a part of something important. Can't you see that? What were you even doing back home? Studying so you can work, and then working so you could survive to work another day? I gave you everything you could want. And now, your final act can define your wife's entire rule. You will be remembered for centuries. The king is truly important, you know. That was never a lie. Why don't you come back with me, and we'll go find Miashka? She is your wife now, after all. Shouldn't you speak with her before you do anything rash? Such a horrible thing to say. You said the vows, you know. You have obligations. You're being so quick to accuse me and my daughter of being horrible people. But what sort of person would abandon their beloved spouse immediately after the wedding?
Mother? Dearest? What's taking so long? I got tired of... What's going on here?
Oh, Miashka. Wonderful timing. I'm afraid that your dear spouse has learned about the, honeymoon plans.
What do you... Oh, goodness. Dearest, I'm so sorry. This is really hard for me, too. No, I get it. Really, I do. I'm sure you must have realized by now that I was against all this from the beginning. My feelings have shifted a little bit, but I understand that this is an awful predicament. It's all very confusing for me. I was raised on the idea of eating your spouse. I never knew my father because he had been eaten, but I thought that was normal. But then I heard of people protesting the idea, saying it was wrong to end lives of our spouse early. A lot of what they said made sense to me. It was complicated because as the future queen, I am supposed to uphold the traditional values, but I decided to try and push the idea forward that there were other ways, so that everyone at least knew that there was a choice. But then it had to get even more complicated. At the wedding, my instincts took hold. I never could have imagined that they would affect the way I see things. Once I properly saw you as my maid, you suddenly look so delicious. I am still conflicted about things. I don't know if my instincts are helping me understand what I didn't before or clouding my judgment. But since you found out about it, I think it makes things easier. I really do like you, dear. I can't stand to see you so frightened. But you can rest assured that I won't go through with it. You're safe.
Well then, there you have it, sweetie. You don't have anything to worry about anymore. You'll be perfectly, completely safe. And don't fret about the royal bloodline contingency. Tempting as it is, I'll hold myself back as well. You don't know what that is? I had assumed that the servant who told you about our little secret would have mentioned that as well. Oh, whoops. It's nothing.
No use in hiding it now, Mother.
All right. Well, naturally, according to law, the oldest female of the royal family becomes the next queen. However, the royal bloodline contingency states that if the next in line refuses to produce an heir, or refuses to consume their spouse to pass their strength on to the heir, the current queen is obligated to take their daughter's mate and produce the heir herself. But as I said, I'll respect Miashka's wishes and abstain. You have nothing to fear from me.
You clearly aren't very convinced. Do you think that we're lying to you? I can see what you mean. Whether we were telling outright lies to you before or not, we certainly misled you. I can only imagine how reluctant you were to be to trust anything we say now. I can't think of anything that either of us could do to make you trust us. In the end, you're completely right. We could be lying. I might be lying about feeling too guilty to eat you. My mother might be lying about respecting my wishes. There's nothing that we can do right now that will clear away your doubts. But as much as it pains me to say it, you just don't have much of a choice.
She's right, you know. You can't leave. Only natural-born monsters can enter the causeway on their own. You can't leave this world without us.
And we won't take you home either. We can't afford to let anyone from the human world to return with the information about us. You should know better than anyone how dangerous your species can be. If they knew about us, they might even learn how to enter the causeway just to attack us.
The only choice you have are to stay or try to run away. I wouldn't recommend the second choice. If you're caught alone, some other monster is sure to find you and snatch you up. Monsters who were once human are in very, very high demand as spouses. Out there, your death is guaranteed. You may not trust us, but we're the only monsters in this world who might potentially decide to keep you alive. Our offer might be a lie, but you won't get that offer at all from anyone else.
I get it. It's not ideal at all. But that's just how the real life is sometimes. You just happen to be born as really nutritious human, and that makes you a target. If anything, you're actually pretty lucky that you're married to a monster who had her reservations about eating you. Luckily, a servant decided to tell you, and luckily that both of us have listened to what you had to say. Your best choice here is to take this as a win.
Shh. It's going to be okay. Why don't you try taking a few deep breaths with me? In and out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. In once more. Out once more. There we go. I know it's a shame that the curtain got pulled away, but if you think about it, life is all about trusting that people won't hurt you, right? Think about what it was like back home. Trusting people not to decide to hit you with their car. Trusting people not to attack you while your back is turned to them. Trusting the people who make your food not to poison it. There's a lot of implicit trust you give to total strangers. Now, I realize that it must have come as a shock. Realizing that we actually were planning on causing you harm. But if you can look past that, I think you'll realize that you're actually in a really good spot right now. One thing that has always, always been true is that we truly care about you. I was so thrilled to become your mother-in-law. I love caring for you, and Miashka loves you as your wife. So if you think about it, that connection between us gives you a chance to put your worries behind you. You can choose to trust us because you know that we care about you. You can stop thinking about potential things that might have happened and focus on all the things that we've done for you instead. You can't live your life thinking about what people might do to you if they suddenly decide they want to hurt you, after all. Here. I have a good idea. Let's stop talking in the middle of this dim hallway and go somewhere nice and comfortable. In fact, my bedroom is right over here. We'll have a nice, long talk, and I can promise you by the end of it, you'll stop worrying about all of this.
That is a good idea. Come with us, dear. I'm sure that we can bring you peace to that panicked mind of yours. In just a few minutes, all your worries and fears will disappear forever.
Sweetie, where are you? Hello?
Ha 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 ha
I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness. We're never going to get this recorded.
You will remember. You will
Mother, are you all right?
Yeah.
Mother, are you okay? You good there, Mother?
But if you can... If you can look past the sneeze and giggle some more and giggle and giggle and giggle... It's okay.
I think I'm allergic to eating my spouse.
It's okay. Well, we might not eat him after all.
Alright.
Yum, yum, yum. Oh.
What the hell, Mother? You lied.
I started already.
It was just a finger. It was a pinky, Mother.
Just a little nibble.
I'm sorry about the sneeze. I was like, oh no, I feel a sneeze.